Hello, guys. Welcome back to the Two Latin Brothers podcast. Podcast where we, do it every bi-weekly.
We do bi-weekly
entertainment and reviews on life. Sorry if you're hearing all that buzzing. It's my phone deciding to
If you're hearing like a loud frequency in the background, I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
That's Adrian's fault.
Okay. No, it's definitely not my fault.
It's
also if we're like crooked or slanted or something, the camera's on like a slant. That's what's going on right now. I don't even know how. I just know it is. I feel like we should have fixed that, but
it's
too
okay.
late. Too late for that now. We're recording. We're going. We're live. There's like things falling around us, and that's just great. If you're wondering where we are, we're in a different location.
I feel like we've never done it in this location. I don't like it.
I think in the summertime, this location would be nice.
I feel like in the not fall,
yeah,
doing the outdoors would be ideally not.
Oh
a
yeah,
good idea.
I mean it is. It is what it is. But here we are. What was that? Just like a.
I don't think they care.
Okay. Anyway, moving on. So how was your week?
My week's been
Tell me. Tell me what was
busy but fun.
Busy but fun.
You know, I've been doing little things here and there for
What about last week?
Same, really.
Yeah.
I love how I've said nothing.
Absolutely.
And
nothing.
Everything all at once.
Yeah,
guys,
it.
It's been school and work and school, and
that's all he's done.
It's been fun.
Yeah.
You know, this is the last message to you.
No, okay. Okay. Whoa.
Before I disappear.
What was I gonna say? We are in the midst of a very busy schedule, both of us. I'm not as busy as he is, obviously, but I can't record without my other half, so that kind of throws off the whole thing.
We're doing stuff.
What was I going to say? I was going to cut you off here and say how if I sound odd, it's because last week I got terribly sick. I got so sick, I didn't even go to work one day.
Yeah, don't worry, not COVID.
Yeah, thank goodness it wasn't COVID. But I got really sick. I kind of lost my voice for like 2 days. I was essentially bedridden for a whole day, and then this week I got better. Hence, I'm on the up now, and hence why we're recording. We got lucky because like the day I was bedridden was actually the day we normally record.
Yep.
So it would have, even if I had to record, I would have just been there.
Yeah,
like I would have looked dead in the footage. It would have been so bad. Like I was so hyped up on like meds and stuff. Like it was just, it would have been so bad.
Yep.
Anyway, moving on. I think I don't know. I feel like doing this bi-weekly thing is throwing me off.
Yeah.
Does it feel a little like you're thrown off?
I am very. I'm beyond thrown off right now. In fact, I am so thrown off. I can't even think of what you just said.
What did we watch last week? There was something we watched last week.
We watched. Sure,
we watched something.
I'm sure we did.
Was it Mission Impossible? Did we talk about that?
Was that last week?
I think that was last week.
Well, we watched Mission Impossible. If we talked about this last episode,
I'm sorry.
I apologize. Tom Cruise. Amazing guy.
Getting it done. Always getting it done.
Should he choose to accept another movie?
He's definitely making another one because this one was part one.
Yeah, I know. Should he choose to make it a trilogy? We'll never know.
Okay, I don't think it's a trilogy. That's intense.
Because, you know, one movie has got to be as long as the last movie. And
I mean, with the amount of takes this man did on certain things, he could just recycle.
And that one motorcycle scene, I'm sure all of you have seen it already. Thank you.
A twig just fell in your hair.
It's okay. It's a part of the design.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Okay, look. No, anyway, going back to I don't know. I felt like, I mean, it was all right,
yep.
You know? I feel like the stakes were a little forced.
It's okay.
Of the film, you know? But other than that, it was good. It was. And there's like the action is like nonstop. It's like go 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 go.
It's like
go,
but it's nothing like John Wick where that's actually go go
yeah,
go
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
And the actual moments of speaking are only like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
In totality.
Okay, look, but I mean, but John Wick's different, they, you know, because they got that gun fu, and that's crazy.
I want to train in the art of gun fu.
I know. Now everybody wants to learn gun fu.
But I also would really appreciate having one of those suits if I were to do gun fu.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of necessary. I mean,
you can't really do gun fu without the suit.
Yeah, you kind of need the suit.
So, If you guys can invent one real quick and send it my way.
It sounds very painful.
I'll gladly send you my measurements.
Stick it between the lining. Zero penetration.
I mean, there was painful. there was a YouTube video, I can't remember, of a guy who tried to build one.
Yeah.
He made a suit.
Yeah.
Somewhat worked. Obviously not human tested.
Obviously.
But they tried it with a bunch of different bullets in it. And it looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
It looked a little thicker than most suits, but it's passable.
I mean,
mobility.
Well, what's mobility? Well, who needs mobility?
Who needs mobility when you're walking around with a bulletproof suit?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you take that. You know, you take that to to the face because
you take the L. You take the L on mobility. Yeah. But I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah.
You're bulletproof.
Not really. You get shot in the head and that's it.
Yeah, I guess. I guess that's a sad part about it all. What was I gonna say? Okay, so apart from John, how do we always get back to John Wick somehow?
Because it's Johnny Boy.
What is it? This guy on. Okay, so I'm a part of this like WhatsApp group with like a bunch of people.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Okay. And some guy changed his name to Jonathan Wick, and so the running bit was like, you know, why are you John Wick now? I was saying, it's like, no, I'm not John Wick. I'm his father.
Jonathan Wick.
And we're all like, okay. It's like, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay, sure.
That's my son.
It was pretty funny.
I love how you're just cleaning me off. Yeah, so
it's becoming a mess.
Yeah, that's great.
No, but it was pretty funny. I mean, he had a whole bit about how, you know, he's John Wick's father, how he never taught him anything, how John's like actually an orphan. So he's a terrible father in reality. Like, it just like kept going downhill. Like, he dug a hole.
He's like, I left to go get the milk and I never came back.
It's like that. Have you seen that TikTok of like the kid being like, Mom, I finally got accepted into the NBA. And then it's just like a clip of like a dad. All he sees is the shoes. And then a jug of milk.
And then a jug of milk hit the ground and you're like, Dad's back. Like, it's just, it's honestly probably one of the most genius bits I've seen in a while.
Yeah,
because it's just like, oh, you know what, the joke has been overdone.
Yeah,
but that right there, that's never been done.
That's innovative.
That's innovative.
You know, he what's innovative?
I don't know.
Can't even talk. That's how out of it. No, but I mean, in the sense of, like, you could expand on that joke, but also like the harsh reality is that happens to so many kids.
Yeah.
That happens to so many kids.
Once the parents realize the kid's success.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, I need money.
It's like that kid in Fortnite. I think it was Fortnite. Or was it Call of Duty?
It was one or the other.
It was one of the games. But like he came like 7th and his father had like kicked him out for playing video games.
Yeah.
He's like, you're not gonna go anywhere, you know, life's, you know, you can't live off this. And then he ended up going to one of the tournaments. He came in 7th. Won $1.5 million.
What was one winning then?
Like, I think it was like something like 25 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was one of like the biggest tournaments ever was. And he's up there accepting his check and his phone goes off. Everyone's like, he had his ringer on?
The entire game.
The entire game. Anyway, so he pulls out his phone and he turns it to the camera and it's his father, and then he proceeds to hang up.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's because his father never believed in him.
On his live stream. On, like, live stream. There are hundreds of thousands of people watching this. And this man just...
Yep. But, I mean, that kind of says something. Like, though the father wasn't supporting him,
yeah,
he was watching.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, he wouldn't be calling him, you know.
Imagine, like, the kid's uncle called his dad. It's like, hey, have you seen what your son's doing right now? He's like, no.
He's one of the world champions.
It's one of the greatest there ever was.
And he's like, what? Yeah, that's crazy.
That's not my boy. I didn't raise that. That's just some kid with a haircut that looks similar to my kid.
Okay. Gets a haircut after. Still looks like my kid with a weird haircut.
I mean, hey, it is what it is.
So how was your week?
It was okay. I mean... being sick hasn't been the highlight of my week, but it's definitely been, not to say fun, but it's been alright. Like, I mean, work is okay. Like, it's not really, I don't have any complaints, really.
Do you have complaints?
I don't have any complaints, really.
You said I don't really have complaints. Yeah, that really implies that there is a complaint.
Okay, so there. I mean, if there were one complaint.
Okay, we're getting real here, guys.
It's that, it's kind of like, okay, so you know when you have like a job where you sit and you get mentally exhausted?
Do you know what I do?
Okay, so this is what I'm getting at, right? Okay, yeah. So this job doesn't make you mentally exhausted. It makes you physically exhausted.
Okay.
Because you're running around and you're walking and all that jazz. So like, I kind of miss being mentally exhausted. I think I prefer it.
No. I prefer mental exhaustion. Never. I prefer physical exhaustion. You know why?
Why?
Because there's no one in this world that can't say I can't take a nap. Because my body will shut itself down. There is no excuse. It's just good night. Goodbye. Power down. It's just
Sure.
That's life.
Well, but okay, but what I'm getting at is that, right? Like, yeah. I'm not used to being up and about all the time.
Okay.
And now every day I'm up and about. Is what I'm getting at. Like, it's like a previous job, you know, it's like cubicle, don't move.
Yeah.
People come to you.
Yep.
The furthest distance I had to walk was like from my cubicle to the washroom, my cubicle to the kitchen. That's it. Well, it wasn't like, it's like a kitchenette.
Okay.
That's about it, you know. Go take that guy's lunch or something. but that was what it was, you know. Or like, or during lunch, you know, we'd all go out for lunch or something, you know?
yeah
it's because you're like in the downtown area, so you know. But other than that, like, we weren't really walking.
It's like the squirrels are attacking.
Okay. I think that's not relevant to what I'm saying, but sure.
Okay.
But that's what I'm getting at, more or less, like just the fact that I'm not really used to, not to say that the just the moving, you know, the
not having to sit down all the time.
Yeah That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. We're going to be back right after this short break.
You're taking a short break?
This podcast is brought to you in part by Two Latin Brothers Podcast. You thought there wouldn't be a commercial, but there is. So make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We'll see you guys right now.
All right. I fixed the camera, I think. I don't think it's aligned properly now. I think it's more that way.
But we're back.
That's
what's important.
Yeah,
we're back. And nothing's really changed.
Yeah, nothing at all.
I'm still sitting in a bench.
Yeah. Your hair's a mess.
My hair's still a mess.
Yeah. You need a haircut.
Probably.
Okay, so apart from school and all that stuff, I mean, I feel like, you know, we're in, like, the full swing of fall. And I really don't feel it for some reason. Like,
I feel like the trees haven't gotten the full message yet.
Yeah, like, a lot of trees are still kind of green. Like, they're not orange yet.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's... And then, you know what I and think? Then there's some trees that are just,
yeah,
like there's no leaves on, like they're not a leaf, not a single one.
Yeah,
like, I think
I was counting, because on my birthday it tends to rain.
Yeah,
and then I counted the days and we're like 5 days behind on everything. I think.
Really.
It feels like we're 5 days behind on everything.
Uh huh.
The temperature feels 5 days behind.
Yeah.
The trees feel 5 days behind. Everything kind of feels 5 days behind. Okay, I don't really
so it's like a full working day, a full working week.
Yeah, it's we're behind a week, basically. We're behind a week of business days. And I see a squirrel. And to be honest with you, I think this is probably the most boring part of this episode.
Okay, I don't know what this
you guys have ever experienced. Look, on this podcast.
I'm not here to say I know what I'm doing.
I'm here to say we're professionals.
We've only been doing this for 4 years.
Five years.
And I still don't know what we're doing. I'm gonna be honest with you. There have been instances of this podcast where it has been so left field
and so forced
and very forced. Yes, I mean, there have been days where I didn't even want to look at it, but we recorded it anyway.
Yeah, we did it anyway.
But there have also been days where I think the podcast in of itself has been more or less like it's helped us document a lot of the stuff that happened, you know, during the pandemic and just. I mean, mainly the Raws, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
The Raws have some crazy stuff in there.
If we did a Raw now, there might be a few hate crimes committed. No, I'm kidding. No,
okay. So there's a this other podcast.
Another podcast?
Yeah.
You can't do this right now.
No, it's just okay. Listen to this. Okay.
No.
It's two comedians. No. Okay. I'm not gonna say the name of the podcast.
Okay.
But they these two comedians they have a podcast together. And they said that the
we're two comedians.
Okay, sure. And so, I mean, I've never done open mic. Anyway, what was I saying?
We don't have to do open mic.
What was I saying?
Something.
Okay, so they when they started their podcast, they're like, we need to do an episode, like, before we actually record.
Yeah.
We need an episode where we say all, like, that heinous stuff. Like, just get all of it out.
Yeah.
So when we record properly, you know, like, we don't get ourselves in trouble.
Yeah.
And so they did it.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's sitting on a hard drive. Like, they had the hard drive on set.
Oh, my
like,
gosh. Where it is.
And they're like, if this ever got out, both our careers would be ruined.
You have a leaf.
Great.
It's perfect for a photo, actually.
Great. All right. What was I saying?
Save that for later.
So, yeah, no. So, they were saying how if they ever, like, released the episode, their careers would be over.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like I should do the same. I feel like everybody should have something that can absolutely destroy them.
I don't know about that.
Yes, I agree.
I don't feel good.
You don't feel good? Obviously, you're still kind of sick.
No, I mean,
and we're outside in the cold.
That was an awkward cut, but what happens, you know. What was I going to say? No, all things aside, I think that's not a good idea to have something go for somebody. Like, that's like blackmail. That's what that is.
Yeah.
I
have a lot of that.
Blackmail?
Yeah.
Okay, you have something in your teeth. Like right in the middle.
I don't see it.
It's because it's gone now.
Oh.
This has been a very choppy last part.
I think the cult's getting to us.
This has been a very choppy last part. We're falling apart. But getting back to what we were saying, I don't think you should have blackmail over anybody.
That's illegal. See, my class has this scary thing called quotes.
Oh, yeah.
I've
seen this. This is great. This is great. Whoever came up with this was a great idea.
Okay, don't out me like that, first off. Probably just ended my career.
You don't have a career.
Yes, I do, and I'd like to maintain it.
But anyways, you're not, have you ever been quoted?
Yes, once. Well, you have to scroll really far up.
But what was it?
Don't worry about it.
I kind of want to know that. I think the audience wants to know.
I don't even remember what it was.
Okay, I'll ask somebody else later.
No, what do you, he doesn't even remember.
Okay.
Actually, well, he left the group.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He left the Discord.
He left the Discord. And the Snapchat group.
He's like, I'm done.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. I mean, that sounds like appropriate behavior, if I'm being honest.
Yeah. So we have this thing called quotes. Basically, I could totally blackmail every single individual in that class. At least once. Or 17 times. Because it's been like a
17
year.
Times.
It's been like a
gosh.
Year worth of quotes.
Okay.
And some people haven't been quoted. Some people have been quoted.
Yeah.
I've been quoted. And now keep in mind, a lot of these quotes are out of context.
Obviously.
So it's just like the worst thing you could think of brought out of context.
Yeah.
For example, actually, I can't say that. So you know what? I'm just not going to give you an example and believe me. It's just not good.
Yeah.
And,
okay, but I mean, in all honesty, though, that quotes area is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Like, when people die, those are the things that are going to go in there too.
Oh, like if I ever have to do a eulogy for one of these people, which I doubt I will have to.
Because
I'm not like that.
You'll read out that quote.
I'll be like, MVP died dead. Quote said from 2023.
It's 2022.
Yo, mom's up. Yeah, no, like I can't.
The great. What is it? Okay, so this. Okay, so we're trying to do this talent show with the kids at school.
Oh, it's scary.
And this one boy is like, I'm gonna rap. I'm like, okay, great. And so he starts writing out a line. Okay, he writes out a line, and it's like five words. And the most broken English you ever seen.
Oh.
And I go, that's great, all
that's
right?
That's masterful
I'm
right
like,
there.
That's great. I'm like, now what do you mean by this?
A masterpiece. And
all right, so that did not go as planned. The camera died. We're going to wrap up this episode because my arm either A, will die, or B, die.
Yeah.
So, without further ado... I don't know what this is anymore.
The Grammy goes to...
No, what Grammys? It's the candy.
The dulce goes to.
Can you wrap up?
The oh wow.
Okay.
This is my final message.
This is how we end.
This is how we end. You'll never see me again. No, I'm kidding. Hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode.
Make sure to leave a comment, like, share, subscribe.
Everything's
been up, down, left, or right. Everything's just falling apart. And I blame the cold.
I don't blame the cold. I don't think it was the cold.
I think it was the cold.
I think it was the lack of charging the battery camera.
No, because the battery was full.
No, it wasn't.
It said it was full.
All right. Well, either. Okay,
anyways,
not important.
Yeah, energy efficiency. We need a fusion, please. Send help quick.
Yeah.
And we'll catch you guys on the next one. Peace.
Bye.